Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I want to take a moment here just to say I'm so glad to be back with you. I'm recovering. I'm not all the way there yet, but I think my voice, other than being gravelly at times, is coming back strong, and I'm very, very glad to be with you. I want to thank you for all the cards, the letters, the masses, the rosaries that you've said for me. My goodness, maybe it will move me in the direction of becoming holy. I don't know, but I am so grateful for what you've done for me. It's meant a lot, especially some evenings when I thought, am I ever going to get over this? I just took great courage in all that you did for me and wrote to me and, as I said, all the prayers you've prayed for me, I am very, very grateful. And I don't know how to thank each of you individually. If I tried to write thank you notes to each of you, it's just hundreds. But I don't want you to feel like you're overlooked. I have benefited from every prayer, every mass, every rosary, offering up things that are difficult for you to do for me. All those things have been so helpful. So once again, may I please say thank you to you. You are very, very good listeners. So let's take a look here. Just before I go to the readings for today, look at the opening prayer. O God, who care for your people with gentleness and rule them in love. Through the intercession of Pope St. Gregory, endow, we pray, with the spirit of wisdom those to whom you have given authority to govern, that the flourishing of the holy flock may become the eternal joy of the shepherds. Your contribution, you know, you think, oh yeah, I go to that parish for Mass. Every single person is either adding the choir of praise and thanksgiving to God or holding back. Just remember, your voice counts. God hears you. Only God can do this, but he does hear you. And I really want to encourage you, if you can't sing, just tell the Lord how much you love him and how grateful you are to be in his presence. Just speak in your own words, but let him know that he is here and you know he's here and you are seeking to pray to him, that he would make you truly holy in God's way. Think about that for today. We ask Pope St. Gregory to pray for us too, that we may flourish as a flock of God. Think about that in relation to your parish. Is it a flock of God? Is it God's? Do we belong to him? And you can't judge anybody. But just see, is there something perhaps that needs to happen in your parish? Is there something you contribute to your parish to help them to grow in holiness and to grow in the understanding of the nearness of God and the love of God? Different things will touch different people, but you may be called by God to actually help some people in a particular way. Ask him. Don't think, oh, I don't have anything. If you have faith, you have the pearl of great price. So I want to encourage you to use it and share it with others. Now we look at Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 1 to 6 and 9 to 11. Concerning times and seasons, brothers and sisters, you have no need for anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night, when people are saying peace and security, then sudden disaster comes upon them like labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. But you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness for that day to overtake you like a thief. For all of you are children of the light and children of the day. We are not of the night or of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the rest do. Let us stay alert and sober. For God did not destine us for wrath. He destined us to gain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. How near are you to your Savior? How grateful are you to your Savior every day? How much even worship and prayer of thanksgiving do you offer to God every day for His goodness to you? Think about that. Don't take it for granted. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up as indeed you do. That's very important. Paul is very, very right. We all need encouragement. If we're isolated, if we're alone in some facet of our life, if we're seeking to, we would like to be closer to God, but we don't know how. First of all, just say to the Lord, Lord, I want to draw closer to you. Will you help me? Lord, teach me. Show me the way to go. And then just pay attention. Different interchanges with people during the day. Things that happen at work or at home. Wherever you are. Just think, is God saying something to me here? Should I be doing something different? Just ask the Lord. I believe that I shall see the good things of the Lord in the land of the living. What a prayer of hope Psalm 27 is. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? One thing I ask of the Lord, this I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, that I may gaze on the loveliness of the Lord and contemplate His temple. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Wait for Him. Call out to Him every day and say, Lord, I'm your daughter. Lord, I'm your son. Help me, Lord. Help me to recognize you, to recognize the ways in which you work in our lives. Help me to see you. I believe that I shall see the bounty of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted and wait for the Lord. The scripture actually calls us to a great deal there. Wait for the Lord with courage. Be stout-hearted. And we don't have to have the courage and the stout-heartedness. We need to ask God, strengthen me, Lord. Strengthen me more, that I may be more courageous in difficult situations, that I may, in a certain way, be your emissary, that I may be your servant, that I be stout-hearted, that I wait for you, Lord. Every day I long for you. I look for you. Did you ever tell the Lord that? Did you ever say to Him, Lord, I really can't wait to see you? Most of the time, we're all trying to avoid death. And of course, I know that too. I know that. But sometimes it's really good to just say to the Lord, I long to see you face to face. I long to be in your presence. I long to be with you. I like my life right now. No, I don't mean that as a joke, but I know that it can't be, Lord, I want to die now, right now. Not that, but just in your will, Lord, in your time, bring me closer and closer to you that I might serve you. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 31 to 37, Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. He knew what he was reading. Those of you who do the readings on Sunday at your local parish, do you read over those readings? Do you ask the Lord to show you the meaning, the understanding, so that when you read not as somebody just reading a page out of a book, but you're someone who knows that you're holding the Holy Bible in your presence and that you are sharing with the people what the Lord wants us to remember, to know. Think about that. Jesus went down to Capernaum, a town of Galilee. He taught them on the Sabbath, and they were astonished at his teaching because he spoke with authority. In the synagogue, there was a man with the spirit of an unclean demon. And he cried out in a loud voice, What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? What have you to do with us? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are. Have you come to destroy us? You are the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked them, and he said, be quiet. Come out of him. Then the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed, and they said to one another, what is there about his word? For with authority and power he commands the unclean spirits, and they come out. And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. Listen to his word, brothers and sisters. You know, the word of God is living. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. When you really welcome the word of God into your heart and your mind and your spirit, God acts. He doesn't force anything on you. He presents things to you. And it's up to you, in one sense, to just say, Lord, I don't understand this, or Lord, help me, or Lord, let this virtue or this quality grow more deeply in my life. Help me, Lord, to follow you more. That's what we want to do, brothers and sisters, is really to ask him. And one other question that I think comes very close to hand here that we should look at as well. Even the demons know who Jesus is. And the question before us is, do you know, do I know who Jesus is? Oh, yeah, he's the second person of the Blessed Trinity. He's the beloved Son of the Father. He's this, he's that. But what does that mean for you? Are you able to cultivate your relationship with the Lord? Do you know who Jesus is? Brothers and sisters, if you don't have a regular prayer time, I just want to encourage you, please, please start out with 15 minutes a day. I'll say more about this later, but right now, just if you don't, give God 15 minutes and read the scripture passages if you can for the Mass that day, whatever you can. But read something from scripture and then say, Lord, teach me how to apply this to my life. What can I learn? What can I do? And sometimes we can answer our own questions. It's just that we've never asked them before. Sometimes we need inspiration from God. We pray for that. Somebody a week from now might walk up to you and say, have you read such and such a chapter? This is what I think. You'll be startled and you'll say, well, I want to hear what you think. There's so many ways that God wants to reach us, and we don't have to be kneeling in the church, though I really encourage you to go there. But we need to open our hearts to the Lord and to listen to his word. He will lead us home. May God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.